Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Special guest, Minister Alfred Strickland.
Now, Father, lead me by way of your Spirit, that your voice might be heard. In 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, the 18th verse, it reads, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord, God does change us for the better." As we meet God at His appointed time and place, as we mind Him, as He ministers to us and through us, according to the intents of His will, according to the counsel of His way, according to the power of His working, to the degree we are willing to allow Him to reign in us, we are greatly benefited from His process. God's only begotten Son humbled Himself in the incarnation, coming in the form of a man, suffered death in His humiliation and honor in His resurrection, and ascended as the firstborn Son of God, that He might be justified to save us and change us for the better. His benefit of change belongs not only to us, but we become a conduit whereby God works through us to influence change in others as well. God's process is designed to reconcile us to Himself and to change our image into that of His Son, that we might join Him on His mission, that the will of God might be accomplished on earth. As God willed, He revealed His mission in a covenant of promise made to all the families of the earth via Abraham in Genesis, the 12th chapter and the 3rd verse, to His purpose in Romans, the 8th chapter and the 29th verse, to conform us to His image according to His power and His presence to perform in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. We find the God of eternity present in time, calling people out of this world that He might save the soul who makes an appeal to Him, that He might transform them through His process, and that they might co-labor with Him, helping others to change for the better. When we meet God, we find God does change our perspective of Him. As we invest time in Him, we get to know more of Him, that there is more to Him than meets our subjective eyes. He, in turn, is able to get more of us out of ourselves and pours more of Himself into us that we might have His life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said, "Take my yoke and learn of me." As we grow in grace and in the knowledge of God, we become more objective in our view of His mission. Even in these changing times, we can trust the triune God to remain consistent with His name, the Word of God, and His divine nature. Throughout the changes we may face in life, we learn that God is greater than our circumstances. We learn that God is greater than our challenges. We learn that it is by faith, it is by obedience, and it is by trust in Him which enables us to be more than conquerors, not in some things, but in all things. All to the glory of God. For God, who has done great things through His relationship with the patriarchs of the past, is the same God that would do great things through His relationship with His people in the present. Let us announce to the world that as many as receive Him, God's heart desire is not just to save us, but through His process to change us for the better.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.